Another new record. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The average price for a gallon of gas in the U.S. reaches $4.98.6 this morning, according to the AAA. That's up 21 cents in a week, more than 50 cents higher than a month ago. This on the day the Labor Department will report consumer prices for last month, expected to be more than 8% higher than they were last May. Speaker Pelosi's handpicked January 6th committee investigating last year's incursion at the U.S. Capitol building, delivering a two-hour report on national television last night, blaming former President Trump for it.
Donald Trump, the President of the United States, spurred a mob of domestic enemies of the Constitution to march down the Capitol and subvert American democracy.
Committee Chairman Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson. Many Republicans have called the Select Committee investigation a sham, pointing out every member of the committee previously voted to impeach then-President Trump. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik.
This is a partisan witch hunt. It has been that from the beginning. This is about punishing Nancy Pelosi's political opponents.
More committee hearings are scheduled for next week. Earlier, the House approved a gun control measure.
House lawmakers heard horror stories Wednesday about the mass shooting at a school in Uvalde, Texas, from a doctor who rushed to the scene, from parents as well as a fourth grade survivor. Soon after, they passed the Protecting Our Kids Act. It would raise the age limit for semi-automatic rifle purchases and limit the capacity of ammunition magazines. The bill passed mostly on party lines as Democrats like Congressman Jerry Nadler argued.
Americans are watching. They are begging us to protect them and their loved ones from gun violence.
Republican Jim Jordan pushed back.
What this bill does is take away Second Amendment rights, God-given rights.
The measure has little chance of passing in the Senate.
Fox's Jill Nato. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's been a second crash of a military helicopter in as many days, but this time all four crew members survived the crash in the same area where Wednesday's crash of a Marine Osprey helicopter killed five service members. Congress considering a bill to provide more protection to Supreme Court justices and their families.
The nine justices currently have protection from Supreme Court police and the U.S. Marshals, but a bipartisan bill that passed the Senate calls for protection of the justices and their family members. The bill is stalled in the House, and it appears nothing will happen before the weekend. Just hours after an armed man from California was arrested for attempting to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, a group of pro-choice protesters marched by his home. The suspect, Nicholas Roski, will remain in federal custody after authorities say the 26-year-old man took a taxi to Kavanaugh's Maryland home armed with a Glock pistol, a knife, zip ties, pepper spray, and a crowbar.
Fox's David Spott in Washington. An employee opened fire at a manufacturing business in rural western Maryland yesterday, killing three co-workers before the suspect and a state trooper were wounded in a shootout. Police have yet to reveal what the shooter's motive may have been. A scheduled merger vote to unite two discount airlines today has been postponed.
A vote on the merger between Frontier and Spirit Airlines has been pushed back to the end of the month as JetBlue sweetens its offer to buy Spirit itself. The vote had originally been set for today. JetBlue's offer would pay Spirit $350 million in the unlikely event that the Spirit Frontier deal doesn't get regulatory approval. As the Washington Post reports, a portion of that reverse breakup fee would include a cash payment to shareholders. Last week, Frontier proposed a similar fee, but it came in at $250 million, $100 million less than JetBlue's offer. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.